Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Yeah. Hour three already, you believe it? This is a fun hour. I like loosening up a little bit in this hour because we can let our hair down a little bit. That's me. There's a sign on the studio door, as you know, and says no food or drink in studio, just to highlight the absurdity of signs and how effective they are. I just finished during the break. I was munching a little bit on some raw cashews. They're pretty good. I had a couple of those, and hold on, let me wash it down with a little bit of water here. Hold on. It's a pretty ineffective sign. It's, to be sarcastic, it's as effective as the high school sign at my daughter's high school that says this is a drug-free school zone, too. Pfft, yeah, okay, that's a joke. Tell that to the kid that OD'd in the bathroom last year. A true story, honest to goodness. 15 years old. Hour one, Alan Gottlieb, he brought it. He just brought it. He's Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. 40 years of fighting for your gun rights. In courtrooms across America, there is a reason that their favorite motto over at Second Amendment Foundation, of which I'm a proud life member of, and also a member of the board of directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, also based out of the Second Amendment Foundation offices in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, is, now getting this, restoring our gun rights one lawsuit at a time, regaining our gun rights one lawsuit at a time. It's the Second Amendment Foundation and Alan Gottlieb, who is just, he's irreplaceable when it comes to this. Nobody can replace the intellect that he is and that he represents. But it is the Second Amendment Foundation that puts fear into the hearts and minds of people like Shannon Watts and Michael Bloomberg, who are very, very well aware of who he is and what he does. And big city mayors like Rahm Emanuel, and prior to that, Daley, who have written checks to the Second Amendment Foundation to the tune of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars over the year, signed by Daley and signed by Rahm Emanuel, the godfather, as the Second Amendment Foundation just keeps obliterating them in courts of law. So SAF.org, if you're not a member of this organization, honestly, I don't know why, because they are responsible for 80% of the pro-rights precedent set in courtrooms across this country. That was hour one. You get to listen to Alan Gottlieb on this program in hour one, you know, usually every weekend. During the summertime, people have things to do, and we like to give people time off, including Mr. Gottlieb, for gosh sakes, who works tirelessly on a right to bear arms day in and day out, globetrotting literally around the world, fighting and defending our right to bear arms. So when we can give him some time off, and, you know, he calls and says, do you really need me? And I said, no, take it off, take a break. But boy, he brought it. Hour two, A.W.R. Hawkins brought it. Breitbart News, another warrior out on the streets. And now I get to go to the townhall.com Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studio Hotlines with Beth Bauman from townhall.com. Beth, how the heck are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing a wunderbar. You ready to have some fun?
Of course.
Let me tie something together for you, and I want to get your perspective. I asked Mr. Gottlieb this to open hour one. I asked A.W.R. Hawkins this to open hour two, and I want to ask you this to open hour three. So let me set it up briefly for you. I never know really where I'm going to go until the mic goes live when I open up this huge program. And that's because I call it research triage, and you probably know what I'm talking about. Maybe you don't refer to it as that. But as you're researching stories and things like this, what am I going to get out there? I've got a deadline. What am I going to write about? You kind of triage the stuff I do. And by the time I look at all these stories, I pick and choose, okay, this one's most relevant. I'm going to go with this. But then something always happens at the last second that blows it out of the water, and it makes live radio so spontaneous and so fun. And here's what I'm talking about. I had a story. I wanted to open the program reading Bloomberg's manifesto of wanting to dump $80 million, or not wanting to, but telling us he's going to dump $80 million to flip the house. You're familiar with that. We'll go into that with you in a little bit. So right before I went live, I checked Fox and Drudge and a couple other sites that I go to just to see if anything was breaking. And here are two stories that were side by side. Number one was the story of Little House on the Prairie, Laura Ingalls Wilder's name, being pulled from Library Award over stereotypical attitudes in her popular books. They're calling her a racist, and they want to pull her name from the award because, gosh, progressives don't like what she says, even back then when she wrote it. Then this, to me, is revisionist history, and that's what they want to do with us. They want to make us relics of the past and revise history to get rid of us as gun owners, number one. Number two, right next to that story was camping trip horror. Scientists shot dead in front of two daughters, 2 and 4, in California State Park, murdered in a tent. Took his two beautiful kids, 2 and 4, camping to get away so that their mom could have free time to study over the weekend, and comes home in a bag. Murdered in front of those kids. That is proof positive, Beth, that evil exists in this world. That's why we have a right to keep and bear arms. And then when you combine that with this media saturation coverage that we've seen, the hypocrisy and the lies from the progressive left all week long, 24/7, you understand what they're going to do to us again the next time there's a mass shooting. All of these things tie together, and we can make it about guns, can't we?
Of course. There are so many different aspects to that. Like you said, there's the history aspect where they're definitely trying to make us relics of the past. We constantly hear things like, oh, the Second Amendment, you know, that was for a well-regulated militia, and how are you a militia if you have firearms in your home, if you're carrying them around for self-defense? There are so many different arguments that they try to place to really minimize the importance of the Second Amendment. So we have that. I kind of think of them as pathways of different paths to fight. So we're fighting the historical narrative there. But the one thing we have on our side, as far as that goes, is the argument that our founding fathers, who I would argue are brilliant, brilliant, brilliant men, their fear was that the government would become overly tyrannical. And how did they want to have citizens fight a tyrannical government? By being armed and by being proficient with their firearms, by having a means to combat themselves. So give us that argument all day long. We will win every single time. Then we have this new narrative that I really think the Parkland kids are running with, and that you don't care about the children's lives, you don't care about anybody's lives, but the whole reason that we are firearms advocates and advocates for the Second Amendment is for that very reason, because we've seen bloodshed in schools, because there have been some of us who have been victims of violent crime and don't want to ever be in that situation again. We all have our different reasons, but it all comes back really to the same, comes full circle to the same thing, which is wanting to protect and defend our lives, the lives of the people we care about, and really even those around us who we don't know. So we have multiple avenues that we're always fighting. And I say Mullen Labe, let him come and take it, because we are ready.
I agree with you on everything that you just said, hence why you're on the program. Honestly, because you understand, I think, and I know AWR gets it, and I'm glad you tied that together for us in your words, because really that's what I tried to put together in the first hour as well. That's how we tie this stuff together. You know, I ask my audience all the time, what does Laura Ingalls Wilder being pulled off of an award, what does that have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns, because the ideology that is trying to destroy her legacy and her history and the American history that's a part of what she created is the same ideology that's coming after us to make us relics of the past, as you just said. It's it's all tied together. Go ahead.
And, you know, it's funny that you say that, because as I'm sitting here staring at my wall, I'm looking at we have old Winchester and Smith & Wesson posters on our wall, you know, with the cowboys, and they're out there doing the rodeo, and they're using their guns for protection, and cowboys and Indians sort of thing. And like you said, this is a bigger, in my mind, much scarier much scarier issue because they are trying to rewrite history. I'm in my late 20s, and even when I was in high school, they were trying to rewrite the history of 9/11.
Right. Oh, I know. And it's frightening. It's frightening. Hey, let me stop you there, Beth, and I want to go back to that. I want to go to the media. When you say they, let's go back to who they is. It's very, very important that listeners understand who we're talking about here, because this machine is in full gear. And boy, oh, there's so much to cover. Again, I'm going to tell you right now, listener, we don't have enough time, but we got a whole another 5 days together on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense to cover what we can't cover here. We'll be back with Beth Bauman, townhall.com, right after this.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hey, gun lover, listen up. Did you enter to win your brand new gun from the USCCA yet? If not, what are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. The Gun A Day giveaway ends very soon. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily, but only if you act very fast. It could be 17 Kimber, 17 Glock, 17 Springfields, or even 17 AR-15s. Head over to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. And hurry, today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. The USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of responsibly armed Americans just like you. They're here to help train and protect the protectors. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance, because you can win a new gun every single day. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to enter. That's armedandresponsible.com right now to enter. And remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's gun. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Good luck.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a sec. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine washable and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Mike Gallagher, one of my favorite, and I'm proud to be able to call him a good friend. I love him to death. He's a great guy and the go-to guy that I turn to. When big news is breaking, like the day after an election, I go to Gallagher. I don't listen to talk radio because I do talk radio, so when I do and there's news breaking, I go to Mike. I love him to death, and he's a good friend, and I appreciate him doing the rejoinder for us. Also, you heard my pillow, Mike Lindell. Mike will be co-hosting the show with me at the Minnesota State Fair on the 28th of August on Sunday for three solid hours, hopefully three, at the very least one, at the AM 1280, the Patriot booth. AM 1280, of course, in the Twin Cities, and the FM signal up there booming out throughout central Minnesota. We love you guys. Can't wait to get up there for the fair. It'll be 8 years in a row from the Minnesota State Fair. That's awesome. So, listeners, quickly, head over to armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to get your name in, because you've got about an hour and a half, if you're on Eastern time, before the free gun flips at midnight tonight. Make sure you get over to armedandresponsible.com and check that out. It is free. You get up to 17 chances to win the gun of the day. You can also go over to USCCAOnAir.com, who sponsors that gun a day giveaway. Armedandresponsible.com. Don't forget. Let's go back to with that town hall, Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studio Hotline with Beth Bauman from townhall.com. Beth, welcome back to the program. I want to go back to the media with you here for just a second. I think this is something I've talked about for many, many years. I believe, and I stand by this statement, that the media, in the form we see it today with the 24-hour news coverage, so biased, is in the tank, so far pushing a political agenda in this country, I believe happens to be the single most dangerous entity, if you look at the media as an entity, that we face in America today in a 24-hour news cycle, because it is creating and shaping a narrative. And in most cases, that narrative is false or only what they want it to be. So I'm going to ask you a question. Let's start with the Second Amendment. We had a couple of cases I know you're aware of. We had that self-defense shooting out in Washington that, thank God for Fox covering it, it did make national news. We had a self-defense shooting here in a Kroger parking lot not far from these Crossbreed Holster studios, where one individual who was with his wife walking out of a Kroger at 4:15 in the afternoon, the story was breaking while I was on the air, shot and dropped three individuals who were armed that were trying to rob him or carjack him or worse in a parking lot in broad daylight. He ended it with his lawfully carried firearm, and nobody else in that parking lot got hurt. We had a number of cases of self-defense shootings. The mainstream press never covers them. And the reason the mainstream press never covers them, as you know, is because it destroys their narrative. They've been telling us guns are bad, and all they do is cover the whole, if it bleeds, it leads. And the gun stories are no good unless somebody's dying and we can get rid of guns. What do you think, being a journalist yourself, it would be like in America if the media actually did cover what the CDC confirmed and buried? We now know any one of the 6,400 pro-gun uses, positive uses of a firearm every day by over 6,500 Americans. What do you think the political landscape regarding the Second Amendment would look like if the media actually told the damn truth?
That's so hard to say, especially with social media. I think it would definitely be more positive. I don't know if it would completely flip. I think things may be a bit more in the middle, more 50-50. But the reality is the media doesn't cover gun-saving lives stories because they're not fun. They're not clickbaity. They're not flashy. They're not over the top. And that's what gets ratings and clicks and advertisements. And those are the stories that, you know, they've decided people don't care about. And I think if the mainstream media actually covered them, that maybe we would have more of a rational debate around gun control and not have, you know, kids like David Hogg constantly running the news cycle.
I was wondering how long it was going to take for that kid's name to come up. I'm glad you mentioned him. I'm glad you mentioned him. But look, before I go to him, because you did mention him, and I do want to go there, I have a story about him that I want to cover with you. But, in today's day and age, a 24-hour cycle, I think, is doing tremendous damage to the psyche of the nation. when the media, let's take the saturation coverage for immigration. What does that have to do with guns? Arguably, saturation coverage about immigration has nothing to do with guns until you figure that most immigrants, illegal and illegal, tend to vote Democrat 85% of the time, and the Democrats want their votes, which means they'll be able to secure more gun control. I can easily make that argument, and I can do it all day long. I've done it for years on this program, but I'm not even going there. What I'm using the saturation coverage to define and put it into context for gun owners and listeners of Armed American Radio and your readers as well. And that is that this is the type of coverage we're going to see the next time there's a mass shooting, and there will be in America when they decide to saturate the airwaves, which they did with Parkland far more than they did with Newtown, which they did with Newtown far more than they did with Virginia Tech, for example. You can guarantee the next one is going to be off the hook bad. And that is what I'm talking about is so dangerous with the narrative that they create. Would you agree with that?
I would. And really the only reason that the news cycle even stopped focusing on Hogg and Parkland and what March for Our Lives is doing is because of the immigration stuff. I know I've seen a couple different stories about Hogg and him trying to still make himself relevant and right. trying to get news coverage, but immigration is dominating the news cycle. And I can only imagine how the average American feels hearing and listening to the same thing over and over. I know us on the writing side and on the journalism side of things definitely get fatigued ourselves. Like, oh, here we go again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very difficult. Let me say that as a consumer of news. I love the point you're bringing up. Because as gun owners, we have faced this type of coverage before, and it is exhausting. I got to be honest with you. It's difficult for me to even read it anymore. Example, I was spent a part of the day today before I had to get back in and start doing some research out on the boat with my kids. And when I got back, I immediately went back to work. And I look at this stuff. I flip the tube on. I see this stuff, and it causes a physical response in me at this stage of the game. That I just can't even watch. I cannot watch Maxine Waters stand up there and tell Americans to continue to harass other Americans where they eat, live, work, and play because of her sick, twisted, progressive, liberal ideology. As a Democrat, and not have Democrat leadership just absolutely slap her down with some type. I mean, and they don't. You would love to see Chuck Schumer or somebody tell her to put a sock in it, that's not the type of discourse that we need, but we don't get it. And it's tough. It's tough to watch, and particularly when it's about us and we know and sense the lies.
Yeah. I just listen to some of the stuff she says, and I shake my head because, I'm a woman of many words, and even that leaves me speechless.
Hey, isn't that something? When a talk radio host like myself gets stymied, and I have before with some of this stuff, it does. It leaves me speechless as well. That's just a testament to where we are. When we come back from the break, you have a great piece that I put out on my page, and I think I retweeted it, but LOL, the NRA's social media team obliterates Shannon Watts' trolling attempt. I thought this was wonderful. I found a tremendous amount of humor in it. But it almost made me sick to my stomach to think that this is the level that this woman will stoop on social media and make a fool of herself. We'll be back with Beth Bauman from townhall.com and cover the subject for you right after this. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. uscaonair.com. Go there. That's uscaonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com. To learn how you can properly protect and preserve your financial portfolio, check out McIlvaney ICA online at ica.gold, America's foremost precious metals advisor since 1972. And by the way, while there are financial institutions that are doing their level best to not want to do business with you, and I guarantee you probably bank with one of them, or many of you do. I do. In fact, two of them. And I'm reviewing all of that right now. You've got a company like McIlvaney ICA that wants your business and wants you to invest with them and wants to work with you. You need to give them a good hard look in today's day and age, believe me. And that is ICA.gold, ICA.gold. You just heard the spot when we're coming back in. Let me just direct you to that. ICA.gold is a welcome page specifically for you as an Armed American Radio listener. Welcome, Armed American Radio listeners, showing you how to achieve financial freedom. Go there and get the free report from a company that sought us out, wants our business, and provides promos for us to help us grow and them grow. That's the way it's supposed to work. Welcome back inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios. With me, I'm talking with Beth Bauman from townhall.com. Very refreshing conversation. Beth, let's jump right back into this. This media thing is so dangerous because of what the media can and is willing to do with the power that they have. Let's go to David Hogg. You brought him up. I was wondering how long it was going to take for his name to come up here. You said you heard a couple. I know you do. I know I'm just like you. I hate it too, but we have to talk about it. while it's in the news. I saw a story this week of him and saw the photo of him surrounded by armed security. Take it away.
So he was in New York City for something. I contemplated writing the story and ultimately decided I didn't want to give him more press. But yeah, he was in New York City for something. I don't know for what off the top of my head. But yeah, he was surrounded by a bunch of armed security guards, and you could clearly see they were open carrying, which was ironic in itself. So I, again, speechless.
Yeah, look, I was just going to jump in. Look at you, speechless. It is, really, isn't it something? Yeah, I'm gonna go here, and you can tell me if you think I'm wrong. I got broad shoulders. You can tell me. It's just us talking.
Okay.
I believe it takes a it takes a certain level of stupidity to fall for crap that come out of somebody like his mouth about guns when he stands there and talks about guns. He stands there and purports to support the Second Amendment while he's trying to rip away our own rights. And not just our rights, his own rights, okay? They like to call their movement a civil rights movement. Really, that's the first civil rights movement in American history that sought to strip people's rights and shrink their rights rather than expand a group's rights. So there's that, but that's a whole different show. But I believe it requires a certain level of stupidity for someone to fall for the garbage coming from the actor who stands on his private jet and tells the press that he's flying to a conference for global warming, for example, and on and on and on. I can come up with examples all day long. Would you agree with that?
Yes, to an extent. I think people are overly emotional about the subject, so they don't necessarily look at the source like they should. And, you know, they say people listen to news and whatnot that perpetuates their own views. So they're more likely to listen to someone who feels the same way they do. So they're not taking what he says with a grain of salt. So I'm 50-50 on that. On one hand, I think we should be reluctant to believe what he says because of his age and life experience. But on the other hand, I also know what it's like to be that age and be a political activist and nobody take me seriously. So, yeah, it's a really interesting dynamic. I'm personally tired of hearing about him. I wish he would just go home. Go to school,
get some life experience, and come talk to me, kid, when you grow up. I'm with you on that. I absolutely am. I think the fact, and here's where I think that 15 minutes, which stretched into 20 and possibly even 30 of fame for him, arguably, is on the downslope. You know, he started up again with Laura Ingraham with, oh, so we meet again, as if he can take on the things that these amazing things that she's accomplished in her life with her education and her career and on into to radio and television and politics and who she worked with in the administrations. I mean, this kid's
17. And I grew up listening to Laura Ingraham before anybody knew who she was, and she was on local talk radio in L.A. And
isn't that great?
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, so this kid jumps in, and I think this is where that 30 minutes is waning. He goes in there and tries to attack her again and go after her advertisers, and, of course, it's not even a blip anymore. I believe that's evidence that 30 minutes of fame is waning, and that's a good thing. Let's talk briefly about, because I love this column that you wrote, the NRA social media team obliterate Shannon Watts' trolling attempt. So we now know that Shannon Watts actually trolls the NRA. So I take away from your column, after I read the whole thing, which I want you to tell us about what happened, here's what I take away from it. It is so great to know that the NRA is living in this woman's head rent-free. Go ahead. What happened here?
So basically, the NRA's social media team is ran by Amber Niblock, and she's been with the NRA for 10 years. Their entire department is pretty much all female, except they just hired a new social media manager who's a male. And Shannon Watts instantly took that as, oh man, we're going to be mansplained to, you know, by a man, and what happened to the woman who supposedly ran their social media, da 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 da. Well, she was offended by a post that Amber had put up saying, you know, add an extra, I don't know, 6 pounds or whatever to your weight. It could save your life, talking about caring. And so Shannon Moss tried running with that and saying, clearly, you know, a man is running it and how dare they? And Amber put her in her place and said, no, hey, it's Amber. I'm the one who you've been tweeting. And it started on a Monday, and I saw the back and forth, and I figured it'd die. I get on Twitter on Tuesday, and I look, and they're still going back and forth at it. And the NRA team actually took a picture of their entire communications department, and it's all females with the exception of the one male that they just hired. And Shannon goes, well, he's still the boss. And in my piece, I had to explain that just because someone is a social media manager doesn't mean that they're managing a team. Literally, the title means that they're running a platform. So they could be running, you know, the company's Facebook page, or they could be running the company's Twitter, a whole host of things. And so Shannon Watt said, oh, so he's the boss. And the NRA's response was, no, he's not the boss. He's a boss. So it was a very interesting exchange, kind of funny, a little lighthearted, which I think we need every now and then. But it is definitely interesting to see that Shannon Watts will continually go after the NRA. And they're the only one who doesn't have the nice badge of honor of being blocked like the rest of us.
How lighthearted was it, really? I mean, could we read between the lines here with some of her tweets? Is he their boss or colleague asking for female-dominated organizations everywhere? That, to me, is a sarcastic slap.
It is sarcastic, but lighthearted in the sense that it's not debating gun policy.
All right, that makes sense. I got you there. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
No, what she said is hilarious because, you know, she wants to try to act like she's the feminist voice and, you know, I'm just a mom who cares about everybody and da-da-da.
Right.
Well, great, you're being trumped by all these pro-gun women. Now what? We're on the same playing field. And those of us who are in the industry who are women, we're not afraid to take on these people who will try calling all of our male counterparts sexist. Well, come and debate us because we're on the same playing field there. So let's have an intellectual debate. And,
yeah, you know what, though? With that, good luck with that. Good luck with they won't. They don't want to talk with you. They won't even put Dr. John Lott on a split screen with one of themselves. They want final word, and they want to talk after him so that they can get the final word because he crushes them just like you would. Yeah, this is interesting stuff. Hey, stay with me here just one second. We will be back right after this. We're talking with Beth Bauman from townhall.com. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to usccaonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. Go there. That's usccaonair.com, and I'll see you on the radio.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Hey, coming up on July 22nd, got a great guest for you. Got her booked out well in advance. Judge Jeanine Pirro is going to be here with me talking her new book and Your Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Lots of good stuff getting ready to happen on Armed American Radio. Always is. ArmedandResponsible.com. Final time I'm going to be able to tell you that. This week, don't know if it's going to be up next week. So take advantage of the opportunity to get in there and get that 17 chances to win the gun a day, okay? And let's not forget some of the other sponsors besides armedandresponsible.com. That's great stuff over there, the free gun, 17 chances to win the free gun. It flips at midnight, and it will be flipping at midnight for at least the next five or six nights. But I can tell you now that it is going to go away. That's going to be a different promotion coming up in another week. Don't know if it will be here on this program next Sunday or not. It will be on my daily show for the next 5 days. So make sure to head over there, armedandresponsible.com. Also, we were talking about ICA.gold. Also, Boondocks FTA, Firearms Training Academy. Don't forget Boondocks FTA. Promo code AAR if you're taking any firearms training. Super Talk Mississippi listeners over there. There's about a dozen stations tuned in now covering the state. FTA, Boondocks FTA, AAR is the promo code. Take 10% off any level of or any of the training that you take at Boondocks FTA. Take advantage of that stuff. These people support us. We support them. And let's not forget the WarfighterTobacco.com vets using the promo code 10% off on their site for the cigars and all the accessories at WarfighterTobacco.com. All right, Beth Bauman, welcome back to the program. The whole trolling thing kind of killed me a little bit. I just thought what I thought was interesting about that was the fact that Shannon Watts would spend so much time over so many days. It's like somebody's living in her head. And it makes me wonder, because she's got the backing of a billionaire who will give her whatever she wants, whenever she wants. And the fact that she was even there to begin with, I thought was kind of hysterical. Did you want to say anything else about that one before we moved on?
No, I think you covered it. It's a pretty straightforward. She's nuts. We all know that.
You know, I think the scary part about Shannon Watts is the fact that a lot of people underestimate her, as A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart points out, as George W. Bush would say, misunderestimates her.
They do.
The point being, she is not the soccer mom sitting at the kitchen table that got all mad about Newtown. She is a hard-hitting PR. Yep. Go ahead. Her background.
She's a professional who does this for a living, who gets paid and funded and bankrolled by Soros and whoever else will throw money at her. And she's a force to be reckoned with. I mean, she's someone to watch. As soon as we put our guard down with her is when we're vulnerable, and we need to always keep that in mind.
She is a professional at what she does. That's the operative word there, and she is very, very good at it, and thanks for that reminder. All right, let's go back to round two. You and I spoke about round one. I'm talking about the UN continuing their push to disarm Americans. What is round two?
Well, round two, last month I talked about how the UN had their annual Gun Violence Prevention Week, and basically it was a week-long rah-rah for gun control, and especially pushing for disarming Americans, because read between the lines, everything they were talking about was American gun ownership and the Second Amendment. Now, so that was kind of leading up to their Rev 3 Con conference, which is their small arms disarmament group, which does nothing but focus on how to disarm Americans and even people around the world for Agenda 2030, for their big global peace kumbaya desire. So this is just one large part of it. And during this RevCon 3 conference, a message was delivered from the Secretary General, and basically he came out and tried to diplomatically say that we're coming after pistols and anything deemed small arms because of gun violence. And, you know, in order to have a peaceful society and world, we need to address guns and gun violence.
Yeah, this is the agenda for disarmament. He mentions, let me just read a little bit of this for the benefit of you, listener, here. Controlling and regulating small arms, therefore, requires action that goes well beyond national security institutions. Now, I could stop right there and read between the line. I know exactly what that means. I know you know what that means. That means going well beyond national security and focusing on private arms ownership. Am I wrong to interpret it that way?
No, that's exactly how I interpreted it as well.
Okay. Then when the Obama administration told us that the UN wasn't coming for our guns, it was ludicrous, we have a Second Amendment, they, in essence, were trying to backdoor and do another end run around our Constitution using the UN again, an organization, by the way, that we fund over 50% of, in addition to that, that comes after now American human rights abuses because of the garbage, false reporting that we're seeing down on the border. This should be a huge concern for us, should it not?
It definitely should be. And again, it's another, I don't understand why nobody was reporting it the first time around. Again, they're trying to utilize gun control groups like Shannon Watts' team and Moms Demand Action and Every Town and all these different organizations and to basically try to persuade Americans to think that we no longer need the Second Amendment or our right to bear arms. And basically these gun control groups have become a pawn in a bigger scheme of completely getting rid of the Second Amendment for the benefit of quote unquote world peace.
All right. So Americans' Second Amendment then is a threat to world peace. That's what I just heard you say.
Yep. That's exactly that. Cut to the chase, read between the lines. That is exactly what they're afraid of. They think that our right to protect ourselves is the reason for gun violence. Therefore, that's why criminals get their guns. And so their logical conclusion is get rid of America's Second Amendment and they'll solve gun violence around the world.
So our right to defend ourselves with a firearm, which I've done before with a firearm, is a threat to world peace. To me, that's not news when it's coming from the United Nations. I get that. I understand that. Hence why this program's been on a decade. Okay. Because that's a message that we've been putting out for a long time. And it's so fresh to hear you bring this stuff back up, because nobody else out there is talking about this UN stuff anymore.
No,
I think people are asleep at the wheel here.
Yeah, it's become so mainstream, and all just the UN doing what the UN does, and we need to unfund them. No, we need to be upset and angry and concerned about this, because we're becoming apathetic, and apathy is just as dangerous as, you know.
Well, apathy gave us Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Apathy almost gave us Hillary Clinton. Ted Nugent was on the program. Yeah, I've known Ted a long time. He made the comment on the program here. He said apathy is the number one thing we face that is the biggest threat to our gun rights, is apathy and just thinking, oh, somebody else is going to take care of it. Hey, Beth Bauman, thank you. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on. I'm looking forward to having you back. You're coming back, right?
Of course. Whenever you want me, just give me a call. Let me know.
You can count on it. Thank you so much. The Wit and Wisdom over at townhall.com. Thanks, Beth. Beth Bauman, and you get it, you get the idea. She's covering us on townhall.com. It's the best of the best out there. Young, witty, and right. And that's a key. Boy, oh boy, I'm telling you. All right, tomorrow we're going to get up and do it all over again on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Until we meet over the airwaves tomorrow, remember, enjoy the rest of your day and carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do so. I'll see you on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.